This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans gathered in Charlotte, North Carolina, are well into the first night of their four-day convention after formally nominating incumbent President Donald Trump to run for a second four-year term in the November 3rd presidential election. Shortly after his nomination was announced, the president took to the stage to call the vote the most important election in the history of our country. Trump's speech Monday night is the first of four straight evenings he plans to speak to the mostly virtual convention in Charlotte and in Washington, culminating Thursday with his renomination acceptance speech at the White House. His oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., one of the U.S. leader's staunchest defenders, is addressing the convention Monday night, as are Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, the lone Black Republican in the U.S. Senate, and Nikki Haley, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. As the Republican National Convention got underway Monday, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress endorsed Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Biden campaign announced that the former lawmakers joined its new Republicans for Biden program, which launched today. It's part of the campaign's efforts to engage with Republicans who have lost faith in their own party's candidate. In a statement to Fox News, the Trump campaign dismissed the announcement. The Trump campaign features some of its own converts this week at the Republican National Convention, including New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, who said last year he was switching to the Republican Party. You can find more on the U.S. Presidential election to be held November 3rd at our website, voanews.com. You can also find there our easy-to-use app, which you can download and stay up on news events on your phone. From Washington, this is VOA News. Northern Ireland police say 10 people arrested last week in an investigation of the militant Irish nationalist group New IRA have been charged on a range of offenses, from directing terrorism to conspiracy to possess explosives. The New IRA, one of a small number of active militant groups opposed to Northern Ireland's 1998 peace deal, have been behind some of the sporadic attacks that have continued, including the murder of journalist Lyra McKee last year. The 10 people, 8 men and 2 women, were charged with a total of 39 offenses as a result of a coordinated investigation with police in Scotland, Ireland, and Britain. It was also assisted by Britain's MI5 domestic intelligence agency. The New IRA is far smaller than the Irish Republican Army, which disarmed after the 1998 peace accord. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is deploying the National Guard to the city of Kenosha to prevent violence after the police shooting of a Black man on Sunday. Jacob Blake, age 29, was shot in the back and seriously wounded Sunday evening as he leaned into a car with his 3 children inside. Reports say Blake was in stable condition Monday at a Milwaukee hospital. Police were reported to be responding to a domestic dispute, although circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear. The 3 officers, whose race was not made public, have been placed on administrative leave. The shooting sparked a night of violence Sunday night. Officials have announced an overnight curfew in Kenosha for tonight. Talks between West African envoys and Mali's new military leaders on Monday failed to yield an agreement on how the country should return to civilian rule after last week's coup. That's according to negotiators. Separately, both sides said ousted President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, whose return to office had initially been demanded by the regional bloc ECOWAS, no longer wished to govern. Deadlock on the key issue of civilian transition emerged after the fledgling junta denied it wanted a 3-year handover period overseen by a military leader. The new junta's spokesman told reporters there were discussions on both sides. Nothing has been decided. The August 18th coup has shocked Mali's neighbors, who fear the fragile state battling jihadism and an economic slump may slide into chaos. Parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast are under a hurricane watch as forecasters predict Tropical Storm Laura could build into a powerful hurricane by late Tuesday. Some models show Laura becoming a dangerous Category 3 storm after moving across western Cuba Monday night. At least 11 deaths were reported in Haiti and the Dominican Republic after Laura tore across the island of Hispaniola. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.